Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, and to the house of the God of Jacob.
Hi, I'm Jeffrey D. Miller.
Shalom chaverim. That means hello to you, my friends. This is Rabbi Ted Simon.
Welcome to Messianic Minutes. And today we want to say hello to another station that we've added to our family of stations, and that would be Psalm 99.5 up in northern Minnesota and northwestern Ontario. Welcome.
Yeah, welcome. We're so glad to have listeners up in northern Minnesota, northwest Ontario. We'd love to come and visit. Just let us know. MessianicMinutes.com. Get in touch with us.
Now, we've been talking all about the Passover Seder, and we're just about wrapped up, even though it's over, well over a month afterwards. Oy vey. But it's okay. It's all worth it, friends. Worth it, worth it, worth it.
Yeah, and if you've missed any part of this, you can go to our website, MessianicMinutes.com, and click on Audio Archives, or you can send us an email and say, hey, I'm interested in your half-hour special. It's a really nice half-hour special aired on hundreds of stations this year. Send Jeff an email at MessianicMinutes.com and request the half-hour special.
That's right. That's MessianicMinutes.com. We have a little more of the Passover Seder to wrap up. We said that there's four times we drink from the cup. We've done three of them. The third cup, certainly,
I hope you heard that.
The most powerful.
Yeah, that's the cup that Jesus used to initiate, to start communion, the cup of the new covenant in his blood.
Hallelujah. And remember, it's Jewish stuff, friends. So, you know, it's not Catholic, it's not Protestant, it's not non-denominational, it's Jewish. The rabbis traditionally will say, no, it is not. That has nothing to do with Jesus, but it does. All you have to do is listen to what we said, and you'll say, wow, of course it does. Of course it does. Now, there's a fourth cup that comes at the very near the end of the Passover Seder. It's based on the fourth promise in Exodus chapter 6, verse 7, that God said, I will be your God and take you as my people.
Hallelujah. So we call that the cup of praise.
Hallel means praise.
Yeah.
And hallelujah means praise the Lord, literally. Hey, every time you say hallelujah, you're speaking Hebrew.
You are speaking Hebrew. You're speaking praise God.
Yeah, praise the Lord. So the fourth cup, the cup of praise, is then taken at the end of the meal. And lots of times there's some responsive reading that might go on, or the reading of the great Hallel, which means praise, out of Psalm 118. But it's really, to be honest with you, friends, by the end of the Seder, people are ready to wrap it up.
They are. Some Orthodox Seders do go all night.
Even longer.
They do go longer. Jesus was wrapping up his Seder. He, I think, at this point said, Jeff, I'm not going to drink this cup of praise with you until the kingdom comes again. I'm going to drink this cup maybe at the marriage supper of the Lamb.
And if you think about it in those terms, that is worthy of praise.
It is going to be.
That is worthy of praise.
Yeah. So, but they did sing psalms, and you mentioned Psalm 18.
118.
Interesting. In Psalm 118 contains those verses, this is the day the Lord has made.
Amen.
I will rejoice and be glad. Jesus sang that psalm knowing that this is the day the Lord made, but it was the day he was going to be crucified and die for our sins.
Which was his purpose. We love to remind you, friends, that Jesus was born so that he could die. That he could die a painful, suffering death, shedding his blood for the atonement of our soul. That was his purpose on earth, to come lead a sinless life and be the perfect sacrifice at the cross or the execution stake. That was his purpose. And indeed, this was the day the Lord has made so that he could do the task he was sent to do. And he did it, and he perfected it, enacting the new covenant to forgive our sins and remember them no more. This is good stuff, and it's Jewish stuff, even though the rabbis will say it's not. It's right here in Scripture. We can see it.
Yeah, and so then Jesus goes out to the garden. And by the way, you know that the Passover in Egypt happened at a full moon, and so the children of Israel could leave. Well, likewise, it was a full moon at the Garden of Gethsemane that the soldiers didn't need torches and lamps to find Jesus. There was a full moon coming down to show them where he was.
Right. And it was obvious he was ready to be taken. He willingly gave himself up and willingly gave his life. And who of us would do that? Glory to God. But the Son of God, the Son of Man, and we praise his name. He's alive, my friends. He's alive. And he lives the Passover. He lived it for us. Hey, we're Messianic Minutes. Go to our website, messianicminutes.com. You can email us. You can send a contribution. It's all there, messianicminutes.com.
Yivarechecha Adonai v'yishmerecha b'shem Yeshua.
May the Lord bless you and keep you in the name of Jesus, our Messiah.